Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research. A prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Gonna do
No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. At this time, we're going to have prayer led by Minister Lauren Green.
Hallelujah, give God praise. Come on, give God praise. Lord, we give you the highest praise, Lord. We say hallelujah to your name. Lord, we pray for our pastors, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to keep your eyes around them, Lord, and to keep your hand on them, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would look down on Dominico, Manny, and Dorsey, Manny, our pastors. Lord, we ask that you keep your eyes around them, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would continue to give them the boldness to preach and proclaim your word, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we ask, oh God, that you would just give them utterance, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would just help them to continue to speak under the anointing, Heavenly Father. Touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for the bereaved family this morning. Lord, we ask that you would touch in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would look down on the Rowe family, Heavenly Father. Look down on Betsy Roy and her loss, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would touch that entire family, Heavenly God, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you remember all those who have lost loved ones that are hurting, oh God. We ask that you would comfort them in this time, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would pull the families together, Heavenly Father. Don't let them separate, come apart, Lord. Pull them together, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for marriages on this morning, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would just allow wives to submit themselves unto their husbands and unto the Lord, Lord. You said your word, Lord, that husbands should love their wives as Christ loved the church. Lord, touch in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would look down on our children, Heavenly Father. Lord, we realize that some of them have gone astray, Lord. We ask that you would bring them back, Heavenly Father. Look in the name of Jesus. Lord, look into our children. Lord, cover them in your blood right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would bless them when they go to school, Lord, as they go to and fro, Lord. Keep your arms around our children, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would look down on those that are going through financial difficulties, oh God. Help them continue to pay their tithes. Help them continue to sow seed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that they might reap a harvest, oh God. We pray the blessing of Abraham upon everyone right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would do a work in their lives, Heavenly Father. That some might even write books, oh God. That some might even become entrepreneurs, oh God. That some, oh God, would open up businesses, Heavenly Father. That those that have a business, Lord, bless their business, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Those that still work on jobs, Lord, we ask that you would keep your eyes of attention around all those that work on those jobs, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, bless them in their cars, Lord, in your power, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cover them in your blood, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would look down on the lost, Lord. Those that have, that are prodigals, Heavenly Father, touch in the name of Jesus. Remember the downtrodden, Lord. Remember the less fortunate, Heavenly Father. Remember the homeless, Heavenly Father. Touch in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we ask that, God, that you would allow us to speak a word into their lives, Heavenly Father, that would draw them to Christ, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And you said the word that no man can come except you draw them, Heavenly Father. Draw the lost, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus. Draw them right now, Lord, in the end time. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to add to the church, God. In the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord, that souls will continue to be saved, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, look down on our government, Heavenly Father. Touch in the name of Jesus. Give them the wisdom, oh God, to lead this country, Lord. Give them the diligence, oh God, to continue to help our country. Give them the diligence, oh God, to pass bills that would help everybody, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you remember those that have lost loved ones to 9/11, oh God. Touch in the name of Jesus. Those that are hurt, oh God, touch in the name of Jesus. Lord, send revival to our country and to our nation. Bring us back to you, oh God. Those that have gone astray, help them to rededicate their lives to Christ, oh God. We come cover this prayer with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Sunday morning service. Welcome, everyone. I'm going to welcome all our guests on today. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service this morning, we want to welcome you. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Doris A. Manning. And we'd like to welcome every single one here this morning. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised. So we welcome every single body here to Sunday service this morning. You could have been anywhere, but we thank God that you're right here with us, and we thank you. You know, we are so grateful that you invited us into your homes. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if this is your first time here in Sunday service, this morning we'd like to personally welcome you, pray with you, and pray for you. If you would press 1 on the telephone, we will open up your lines, and so we can personally welcome you. If you are streaming online, do call in to the church line so we can welcome you as well at 845-277-9213. Amen. So we just want to welcome every single one. This is just such a glorious day. This is the season for us to reap the harvest of the seed that we sowed. Amen. Amen. So welcome, 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 every single body.
Thank you, Minister Lauren, for praying that prayer to bring us in this morning, to enter in the name of Jesus Christ. So we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so grateful to have everyone here today. We just thank God for all that God is doing, all that God has done, and what we're trusting God to do. We thank him right now because we trust and believe. We come believing on today. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to have, I believe, Brother Joe Washington from New York. New York will be blessing us with a song today, I believe. Is that correct? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Washington, you ready this morning?
Yeah, God bless you. I'm ready. I'm always ready for the Lord. You know, I just want to thank everybody, you know, everybody for the prayers. And you know, God is good. You know, we go through a lot of things, but, you know, God knows just what we're going through. And if God can't fix it, can't nobody fix it.
Amen.
Come on in this room. Come on in this room. Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Oh, come on in this room. Come on in this room. Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's love in this room. So much love in this room. Jesus is the doctor, and he write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's healing in this room. So much healing in this room. Oh, Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's joy in this room. So much joy in this room. Oh, Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Why don't you come on in this room? Oh, come on in this room. Oh, Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Oh, come on in this room. Why don't you come on in this room? Oh, Jesus, he's a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Brother Joel. Amen. You all, we're going to have one song selection here. Amen. And we're going to prepare to receive our communion this morning, as we do every morning. Sunday mornings, we have our communion. So we're going to have one song selection here as you all prepare to take communion with us this morning. God bless you. God bless you.
Your glory, less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day. I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me,
let us enter in and prepare for communion this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Luke says in chapter 22, verses 4 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us. Hallelujah. And all that's on the line today, amen. Hallelujah. Of our sins, our transgression, our iniquities, our trespasses, and cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us. Hallelujah. Each of us of all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins and our transgressions, our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, which represents your body, in remembrance of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions, our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes that we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, touching us, and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which was broken for you. And we partake in faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, which is your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may take it now. You may eat. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said to his disciples, this is the blood of the new covenant. This is the blood of the new testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed blood, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, it redeems us, it cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses, and your blood heals us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We now take this in remembrance of you. You may drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, church, we're going to go ahead and have a song selection here as we prepare for the preach word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying for our Pastor Manny. She's out here into her this morning, so I'll be introduce my own self this morning. We're going to have one song selection, and then we'll be right back. Amen. Thanking God for what God has already done. Hallelujah. And what we're trusting God to do, even in this moment. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
But just remember that better days are coming. Friends will leave you all by yourself.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Better days are coming. Do you believe it? Amen. Better days are coming. Just trust God. At this time, we got to prepare ourselves for the preached word. I will be bringing the word on today. So I am Apostle Tawanika Manny. For those that are guests on today or tuning in online this morning, God bless you. We just thank God. Come on, churches. Give God our praise, glory, and honor because he's worthy of your praise, of our praise. Every praise is to our God. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't got to wait for nobody to shout. You ain't got to wait for anything to happen. Shout right now. Trust in God, knowing that better days are coming. We can decree and declare right now out of our mouth that better days are here. Amen. That we're walking in our newness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, no matter who leaves you, if you got to stand by yourself, stand and know that God is with you. Amen. The Bible says, God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. So know that you're on the right side if you're on the side where God is. Amen. And we just thank God for this day. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you store upon us, oh God, and those in our family members and loved ones and all that's on the line today, oh Lord. Father God, we want to say thank you, oh God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart this morning. Amen. We thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, clothing us in our right mind. Amen. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do in the life of your children. Amen. Lord, we ask that you move mighty in this service on today, oh God. Oh Lord, let deliverance take place, amen. Let healing take place, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, make a way out of no way where it seems to be no way for your children, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for our faith we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of never. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line right now, every spirit of confusion, of disbelief, every fighting spirit of manipulation. We come against every spirit of hurt, pain, of discomfort, sickness, disease, and viruses right now. We come against the spirit of right now. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression and worry and anxiety in the name of Jesus.
in thee through Christ Jesus, who saves us and conquers the world. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, come, Lord Jesus Christ, and take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, to all that you are, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you all the days of my life, amen. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father God, let me speak with the boldness and the confidence and power of the Holy Ghost this morning, that all will be changed, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us receive our daily bread this morning. Amen. That our spiritual bread will be full. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you release your one ages of life, the Lord gives any spirit in the heaven desire to stop our prayers from being answered in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this prayer right now, all this incense. And we declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, welcome church this morning. We thank God for you, amen. We thank God for our minister, Lauren Green, for blessing us in prayer this morning, for leading the church in prayer, amen. We thank Brother John Washington in New York. Hallelujah, for blessing us with fall, amen, that we can enter in. We thank you all for tilling the ground this morning, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The message today is be battle ready. Hallelujah. How many of us can say that we are ready for the battle? I want you to know that we are battling every day. There's a war around us every day. Amen. There's a war even on the inside. Hallelujah. We have to be battle ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be battle ready is the message. But first of all, you got to know what kind of battle you are fighting. I'll say that again. First of all, you got to know what kind of battle that you are fighting. Hallelujah. You ever heard the saying, don't bring a knife to a gunfight? But you got to know what kind of battle you are fighting. Hallelujah. When we look in the Bible, hallelujah, what Peter says, hallelujah, 5:8, hallelujah, says that be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So first of all, we got to be alert, amen? We got to be alert, we got to know what kind of battle that we're fighting, but first of all, you got to be alert, hallelujah, hallelujah, that there is a battle, and you have to stay battle ready. You can't afford to let your guards down, amen? See, we are fighting a spiritual battle every day. There is spiritual warfare, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are battling each and every day, amen? The Bible says, if you go on with me to 2nd, hallelujah, Corinthians 4:3, because we need to know what kind of battle that we are fighting so we can be battle ready at all times. Hallelujah, I'll give you all a chance to get there. I'm coming out the New King James Version. I'm going to slow down a little bit because I want everybody to get this and understand that we need to be battle ready. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, hallelujah, chapter 4, Jesus, Jesus, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, amen, just wait for everyone to get there this morning, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Father, make sure we got everybody on the same page this morning. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for the word that's going forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So you understand, when we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3-6. I want us to understand the Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So we know the type of fight that we are fighting here. We're fighting a battle that's a spiritual warfare battle. Amen? So we know what type of battle. You see, when Apostle Paul, we are merely weak human beings, but we don't need to use human plans and methods to win our battles. See, God's mighty weapons are available to us. We fight against Satan's strongholds. We as Christians must choose whose methods to use. Amen. See, God's or the world's method. Amen. Apostle Paul assures us that God's weapons, hallelujah, which is prayer, faith, hope, love, God's word, the Holy Spirit, are powerful and effective. Hallelujah. When we look in the book of Ephesians, hallelujah, to break down what those weapons is according to the scripture, understanding that we're fighting a war, but it's a spiritual warfare, and we need to be battle ready. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand. See, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shunned your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Prepare and plan always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And then, first of all, we got to take on, put on the whole armor of God. We don't just put on some of it, amen, but you got to put on the whole armor of God so that you are battle ready. You got to be suited up and booted up, as they said, ready for battle at all times. But understanding what the Bible is saying, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts and wickedness in the heavenly places. Again, you got to know what kind of battle you are fighting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to understand, being battle ready and girding yourself and putting on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. See, we as Christians, as we live this Christian life, we battle against principalities, powers. See, the powerful evil forces are fallen angels headed by Satan, who is a vicious fighter. Amen. It don't matter who you are or where you are. Hallelujah. The devil don't care. He is a vicious fighter. So you got to be battle ready at all times. See, to withstand their attacks, church, I want you to understand this. We must depend on God's strength and use every piece of his armor. Amen? See, Paul is not only giving this counsel to the church, but the body of Christ, and we are the body of Christ, but to all individuals within the church. Amen? See, the whole body needs to be armed, not just part of your body. Amen? But the whole body needs to be armed. Amen? So as you do battle against the rulers of the darkness of this age, fight in the strength of the church, and then whose power comes from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I need you to understand where your power comes from. Your power comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen. But you have to put on the full armor of God. See, these who are not flesh and blood are demons, you all, over whom Satan has control. They are not mere fantasy, you all. They are very real. See, we face a powerful army whose goal is to defeat. I want you to understand, it's to defeat Christ's church, and we are Christ's church. See, you got some people, if you ever heard the saying that some people come to play the game and some people come to win. See, Satan comes to defeat. He don't come just to play and see. He comes shall conquer. Hallelujah. So when we believe in Christ, these beings become our enemies. You all, I want you to understand, when you come to know Christ and in Christ and Christ is in you, you become their enemies. Hallelujah. And they try every device to turn us away from him and back to sin. See, although we are assured of victory, we must engage in the struggle until Christ returns, because Satan is constantly battling against all who are in the Lord's side, all that are on the Lord's side. See, we need supernatural power to defeat Satan, and God has provided this by giving us his Holy Spirit within us and his armor surrounding us. Amen? So if you feel discouraged, remember Jesus' words to Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Amen? Hallelujah. I want us to understand today, hallelujah, how we need to be battle ready at all times. And the Bible says, when we look in verse 18 again, hallelujah, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with preservations and supplication for all saints. See, how can anyone pray on all occasions? Yes, and Pastor, how can one pray on all occasions? Hallelujah. See, one way is to make quick, brief prayers. You're able to respond to every situation you meet throughout the day. You know, whatever you're going through, just thanking God. Hallelujah. How did he help you? Thanking God where it could have been, when it should have been, but God, throughout the day, just praising him and giving him thanks. I'm not talking about long, drawn-out prayers. There's a time for that. But through the day that you're always in prayer, hallelujah, pray these type of prayers. Brief prayers, thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. Asking for his covering. Asking for his guidance and leading. Amen. Asking God for his favor. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Another way is to order your life around God's desires and teachings so that your very life becomes a prayer. Hallelujah. So you don't have to isolate yourself from people, hallelujah, and from daily work in order to pray constantly. You can make prayer your life and your life a prayer while living in a world that needs God's powerful influence. See, supplication for all the saints means praying for all believers in Christ. So pray, hallelujah, for the Christians you know and for the ones that you don't know. Hallelujah. Pray for the church, hallelujah, around the world, because we are, hallelujah, all part of that church. And then we're part of Christ's body, so we're all part of that church, and we are the church. The Bible says that when Jesus comes, he's coming back for his home. He's coming back for the church. Amen. So we got to be battle ready in the meantime until Christ returns. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning, hallelujah, know that you're going to guard yourself. Amen. You need to put on the full armor, God, so you can withstand in the evil day. I want you to understand we're living in the evil day. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the time that Adam, hallelujah, in the garden when he fell, amen. Hallelujah. We've been living in the time of an evil day. So we have to be battle ready. Glory to God. See, the message today is not long. I just want you to understand, a lot of us are going about like it's not a battle, but when it comes up on you, hallelujah. See, the Bible tells us that we have to be ready at all times. Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So I want you to know that Satan is walking about going to and fro, seeing who he can devour. Hallelujah. But when he sees you fully girded up and ready in the full armor of God, he has a problem with that. He's going to look for the one that's not ready. But when we go out battle ready, ready to fight anything that the devil sends our way, because we're fully going to know that we are protected, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. But if you're not sure about what to do, I hope on today, knowing that you need to be battle ready and understanding what type of fight or battle that you are fighting, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. See, these weapons can break down you all, the proud man or woman arguments against God and the walls that Satan deals to keep people from finding God. See, we're dealing with the pride that keeps people from a relationship with Christ. We may be tempted to use our own methods, but nothing can break down down these barriers like God's weapons. Amen. Apostle Paul used military terminology to describe this warfare against Satan. See, God must be the commander, hallelujah, and chief. Even our thoughts must be submitted to his control as we live for him. Hallelujah. How many are living for yourself or living for your children or living for your spouse? How many of y'all of us are truly living for God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, in the Bible, you all, we see where there is always war. We see it throughout the Bible where there was always what Jesus said, that nation would rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, that wars and rumors of wars would be heard, of that Judah would be devastated against Jerusalem, be signed, be seized and taken by the Gentiles, and the temple defiled and destroyed. Amen. So we see here battle, that there's always been a war going on. Matthew 24:6 says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. That means we need to be battle ready. We don't need to be alarmed. We know that this is going to happen. We know that this exists right now, even today. The battle that we are fighting, amen, that do not be alarmed. Be ready, knowing that the end still comes, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 24, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. So we got to make sure we're not just going by ourselves, amen. We need to make sure that, hallelujah, it's God that goes before us, amen, prepare the way. Hallelujah. See, war is a very reoccurring theme in literal event all through the biblical times. Nations that went to battle without the favor of God really claimed victory. Hallelujah. Conversely, the favor was given to those who trusted in God and sought to fight for just reasons. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, we need to understand this and know. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:31, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. See, the proverb here refers to preparing for battle. See, all of our preparation for any task is useless without God. But even with God's help, we still must do our part and prepare. His control of the outcome does not negate you or our responsibilities. God will accomplish his purposes, and he will be able to use you if you have done your part by being prepared. You got to be battlefield ready. Amen? You got to be battlefield ready. You just can't be ready just to put on the armor. Don't do nothing. You got to be battlefield ready, ready to go at all times. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Father God, for this word on today. Amen? As it went forth, it wasn't long, but you all, I hope you understand and know that we have to be battle ready. The enemy, the Bible tells us the enemy is going to and fro, seeing who he can devour. In the times when we are weak, in the times when we are tempted, in the times, hallelujah, when we want to give up, when we become weary, amen, when we cross faith, see, this is when the devil comes into attack. When we allow his anger and fear and loyalty and doubt and lust and perversion and sickness and disease to bring us down and stop believing, amen, we got to walk in by faith and not by sight, amen. We got to stay in faith, believing in God, to put on before all of God, hallelujah, allow God to go before us and with us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand the battle, hallelujah, it's not yours, it's the Lord, but you got to be prepared for the battle, amen, because God is going to give you the victory. God is going to deliver you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. God wants to use you. He wants to walk in you, amen, to deliver you, amen, but you got to be battle ready. You got to be prepared. Because the devil is seeking for those that are not prepared. Those that don't believe and just say, oh, no, you know, they just saying that, you know, I don't believe in those spirits. I don't believe in this and that. See, those are the ones, hallelujah, that the devil is attacking daily, attacking their bloodline, amen, their children, all that they have, because they are not bound already, or they're already on the side of the enemy. Hallelujah. And the devil will use whoever will allow themselves to be used, because he's building up his army. But we as Christians, we as the church of Christ, we have to be battle ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for this word on today. Amen. We thank you, Father God, that you are with us and you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Father God, that greater is you that's in us than he that's anywhere in this world, any devil or demon or spirit. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that even right now, God, as we have shown you, God, ourselves this morning, amen, putting on the full armor of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your full armor, Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, strengthen our faith this day, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us to have childlike faith, amen. Lord, forgive our sins so that we may be clean in your righteousness, amen. Make us brave so we can stand and fight the spiritual battle in our lives and in our world, amen. Lord, give us your wisdom and discernment so we won't be caught off guard, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, together, Lord, we will win, amen, because in truth, you already have, amen, while evil still walls, the power of your name and your blood on red rises up to defeat and brings us victory against every evil plan against us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, while malicious actions may disturb us, we use the full armor of God that you have given us to stand firm, amen, hallelujah, you will bring justice in due time, and we thank you for all the harm and the needless violence aimed at your children, in the name of Jesus Christ, and till then, we remain in your presence, aligned with your purposes, amen, and we look to you as our supreme commander and protector. Oh, Lord, help us to avoid temptation and deliver us from evil, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are the mighty one, the one who will ultimately bring all evil to right. With you, Jesus, we are safe. And we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Father God, have your way right now. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessings, oh God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ and the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are battle ready. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Give God our praise, glory, and honor this morning. Hallelujah. 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 My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare, amen, oh Lord, that you are with us, oh God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are victorious right now, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who saved us. Amen. My Lord, my God, will there be one on today? Will there be one on today? Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. There's one on today that said, you know what? I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I've been led astray. I went the other way, but I want to come back. Come back while you still have time. While you still have breath in your body and the beat in your heart. Let this be the day, amen. Let this be the day that you come back. Come on back home. There's one up there today. Hallelujah. If you have not prayed the prayer of salvation, we want to pray with you today. Hallelujah. We welcome you today. We want to love on you. Amen. We don't care what you did or what you said. Amen. Come on, come today while you still have time. That one out there that needs prayer. We want to pray for you and with you, whether it's about your finances, your marriage, your work, your business, your health, your strength, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. This one that has a testimony. Just want to testify the goodness of the Lord in your life. Our God has intervened and turned it all around for your good. When it looked like it was no way, that God made a way for you. Amen. If you have a testimony, you want to testify today. We want to hear from you today. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, your testimony may deliver someone from depression, from fear. Hallelujah. If you're looking for a church home, you're looking for a church home, we wanna definitely welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministries where we're going to preach and teach the word, amen. We're going to lead you as the Holy Spirit leads us. We're going to love on you right where you are, not judging. Not saying you should be here, you should be there, and why not? We're not going to turn our backs on you. Hallelujah. We're going to love you right where you are. We're going to love you through it all. Amen. through it all. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So me and Pastor Manny, we want to be able to be your pastors. Hallelujah. I see we have one today and one on the line today. I got Sister Dillard. Sister Dillard, God bless you. Welcome.
Good, blessed morning. The service was real nice. I want prayer for continued healing for my whole family, and I want prayer for more and more closer walk with the Lord. God, my path, not me doing it myself. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, God, your only begotten Son that you sent to save us all, Father God. Lord, we come combining our faith with the faith of your daughter this day, oh God. Lord, we pray right now for spiritual alignment for our life, oh God. We pray for divine direction and instruction and guidance from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine honor for your daughter, Cal, this day, oh God. Oh, Father God, receive the honor, order. Lord, we pray, oh God, for divine honor right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, help us to get out the way, oh God, so that you can hold your take over, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you make a way out of nowhere where it seems to be no way for your daughter, amen, concerning her health, her strength, oh God, all that she's concerned about, her children and loved ones, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we pray right now for divine position for our life, Father God. Oh, Lord, to come aside from all the distractions of this world, oh God. Let it not be tempted, oh God, from a worldly possession and people, oh God, the conversations of this world, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, help us to speak, oh God, according to your word of life, according to the world, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, I ask, oh God, let us receive fresh oil today, oh God, fresh anointing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, as we open up our hands and lift up our hands to you, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, I ask that you save, oh God, the destruction of the enemy right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that healing come forward speedily, oh man. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for restoration of every organ, every cell, every ligament, every tissue, oh God, every muscle, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to bring strength to our bones and peace to our mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call money to our hands right now. We declare for our Lord will not work, oh God. For you are Jehovah, Jehovah, our provider. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the health and strength of our husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let your head of protection be around there in our family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, see what only you can do, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that she eat, oh God. We ask that you bless her food, oh God. Bless her water that she drink, oh God. Let it bring healing and deliverance to her body, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with your Lord, oh God, that she'll never leave her nor forsake, oh God. Lord, that she reads your word, oh God. Open up the scripture, heart. Hallelujah. Her understanding to receive your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, touch her mouth on today, oh God. Touch her heart, oh God. Let her heart beat the rhythm of us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless her latter days greater than her beginnings, oh God. Lord, we pray for long, good life. Amen for your daughter. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We come against any plan and agenda of Satan and his agents. We come against the spirit of death and primitive death right now. We command you to cease your works and die through the cloud. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the cloud that you shall live and not die. Proclaim the good works of the Lord our God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, my Lord. Lord, my God, we declare and declare that you are free today, Cal, and you are free indeed of Christ Jesus, who came and saved you, amen? And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Bless her in the morning and cool on today, oh God. Bless her in the city, bless her in the field, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, for she is your daughter, oh God. Oh, Lord, help her all today, oh God. Let her be weary and well-doing, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Increase our faith to receive the upwards from miracles on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, will the doctor go low, oh God? We understand that you are the healer, God. So we declare and declare healing comes from you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let us be healed, oh God. Oh Lord, do hallelujah, only you can do, oh God. Change it from the inside, oh God. The Lord will see and know that she is yours. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare because you are with, oh God. When the enemy comes in, oh God, I'm afraid your word that your spirit will lift up abundance. In the name of Jesus Christ, we stand on your word today, oh God. So when the enemy come in, one way. Because of glory, hallelujah, and all light that comes from you. Oh, Lord, send us your call of glory right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We receive it by faith on today. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your deliverance right now from all your troubles in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the peace of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, you're a peacemaker. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare that
you're
doing your defeated, Father. You already lost the war. Hallelujah to your name, God. We declare the power victory over your life today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so, and it shall be, Lord, the way. And we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. Over your children, over your husband, over your marriage, over your relationships, over your finances, over your business, all that you have and all that you will have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the power of the blood of Jesus Christ covers you and protects you. And all that you love and concerned about it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to your name, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, and it is so. If you pray that prayer by faith and you believe it, so shall it be unto you this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Mama. God bless you, Sister Dilita. That's my mama, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Is there anyone else out there today, anyone that's on the line that you're needing prayer? While we have time to come together, touch and agree, there's power in agreement. But you got to be careful who you're in agreement with. Amen? There's power in agreement. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen? So we want to pray for you and pray with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that you're dealing, whatever it is that you're going through, we want to pray with you. Amen? We want to pray for you. Amen? If there's anyone that's in your family that's sick, amen, you want to add them to the prayer so that we can pray for them over the next 7 days. Amen. Touch and agree. Plus one, we want to pray for your family. If it's something that you're needing God to do, amen, if you're finding that you've been going and you're not receiving any breakthrough, we want to pray for that breakthrough. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that God is able. The Bible says, with man is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. To those who believe, amen, we come believing. We are believers. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for everyone on today. Amen. Again, I thank you, Brother Joe Washington and Minister Vern Green. Hallelujah for blessing us on today, allowing and letting God use you mighty. Amen. You definitely bless my heart, bless my soul, and I thank God for you. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. We're going to receive our tithes and offerings. We know that God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. That you plant, you shall reap. Amen. So if you plant bountifully, you shall reap bountifully the blessings of the Lord. Amen. For your worship is not complete without giving. So we want to make sure that we're sowing. Amen. And knowing that we have to sow something in order to reap something when it's harvest time, that you shall reap the great harvest of the Lord our God. Amen. So let us pray as we receive our tithes and offering. If you have Cash App, you send us over to Pastor Chantel. That's $ Pastor Chantel. It's spelled Chantell. Amen. If you need another means to send it over your tithes, just give us a call at 832-725-8094. That's 832-725-8094. If you want to use Zelle or you want to be able to do Walmart to Walmart or mail, then give us a call at 832-725-8094. Amen. We thank God for you. Those are purposes that are hard to give on today. We pray for God to restore you. We pray for God to restore you to stewardship so that you're able to give or bless your finances in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. So glory to God. Dear Jesus, we
make us an emissary for your kingdom on our tithes and offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Hallelujah. What matters to you, Father God, is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we give on today, oh God. Hallelujah. Not out of necessity, oh God. We give, Father God, because you have given to us, oh God. There's no amount that we can give to you, oh God, that all that you've given to us, oh God, by sending your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit to guide us in this life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. May God bless you all that have already sent your tithes over this past week. Amen. And trust in God. I'm telling you, when you tell God, well, trust in God. You know, just trusting God with all that we have. Sometimes we only want to trust God with a little bit. And when it comes down to our finances, a lot of people are like, oh, no, I need this one. I got to keep this. But know that God is able. He can bless you with everything you need without money. So don't let this money hold you back from storing it, that hold you back from receiving what God has for you. We have to open up our hands so that we can receive. Amen. God bless you all. And at this time, we're going to have our announcements, and I'll be giving up announcements today. Amen. Glory to God. The announcement today, November, today is November, I believe, the 14th. No, November 12th. I'm getting bad besides myself. Okay, September. Oh, Lord, help me. September the 12th. Oh, amen. Let me start over. You are at this time going to be delivered the announcements. I'm Pastor Tony Kimani. Today is September the 12th, 2021, here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. Our announcements as follows. Pastor, senior pastor of the Gospel Ministries, Apostle Tony Kimani and North St. Manny. On Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Please join us at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study. We're back to the 7 p.m. hour, you all. So Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is our Bible study here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Amen. Saturdays, we have our lead lessons. Join us as we're talking about in our Saturday lessons. You all, where did the Bible come from? So join us at 12 noon Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. And then Sunday we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Here on our church line. What I do want to say is sometimes we may run the 10 a.m. service again at 2 p.m. So those who didn't make it to the 10 a.m. can be on for the 2 p.m. So if you tune in at 2 p.m., you may hear the same service from our 10 a.m. service running at the 2 p.m. service. So that our 2 o'clock people can also receive the word from our 10 a.m. So that varies between Pastor Manny preaching at 2 p.m. or the service from 10 a.m. running at the 2 p.m. time. Amen. So we just thank God for provisions. Amen. Hallelujah. Another announcement for you all is that in the month of October, from October the 1st to October the 31st, we're going to be in 30 days of prayer. So the 31st will end it. So October the 1st to the 31st. The 31st will be completely off. The 30th at midnight, it will wrap up. We'll give more information on that, on what we're fasting and praying for. Those who want to join us, we'll be rolling out the information in the next week or so. So if you want to join us in fasting and prayer for the month of October, you can join us, and I will be sending out the information to our members and any guests of yours that want to join. You know, you can send that information as well. Again, that's in the month of October. Amen. And so I think that's all we have for today. We want to say happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of September. Happy birthday to all our September babies. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you, favor you. Amen. May God open the doors and no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. We're praying for divine provisions for your life, divine connection, divine promotions on your job and business in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're praying that God will just move mighty concerning you and all that you're concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have a happy, blessed, birthday to all. Amen. And those of us that are celebrating our marriage anniversary, hallelujah. We know marriage, we have our trials and tribulations. It just be a lie. The enemy is always attacking marriages. Amen. Because God ordains marriage. Amen. There's favor when we are joined with the one that God has put us with. Amen. And have to understand that the enemy is always fighting against marriage. So I want to pray the strength of every marriage. Those who are celebrating your anniversary in the month of September, happy anniversary. Amen. I pray that God will continue to grow you together, grow you stronger in his word. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and always making God the head of your life. I pray for the favor of God upon your marriage, the favor of God upon your business and all that you have together as husband and wife, and the blessing of the Lord, and make it rich and add no sorrow to you and yours. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And may you continue to trust God for all things. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, I'm so excited, you all. Just thanking God for everything that he has done, he's doing, and about to do in the life of his children. And we are God's children. Amen. I think that's all I have for today. For our lessons, so we thank God for the word today that went forward, being battle ready. And the question is, are you battle ready? Are you equipped? Do you know that you have a hallelujah that God has made available for us, his armor, his full armor, so that we are protected from the devil? There's no secret that the enemy is, he's lurking around. Hallelujah. He's lurking around and he's looking to see. So be sober-minded, everyone. Be on the watch. The Bible tells us that the time is coming. These such things must happen, but the end is still, the end is still to come. So be battle ready. God bless you. God strengthen you. Again, the scripture I will give you again to, you know, to go over again and apply to your life is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. Putting on the full armor of God. Amen. God bless you at this time. I will be delivering a benediction today. Thank God. Normally Pastor Manny does, but I'll be delivering a benediction today. And I pray I was blessed here in service on today. I hope I didn't go too fast for anyone. Again, our Sunday service is on archive, so you can always go back online to www.blogtalkradio.com/the preacher and the pastor and click on today's service and you can hear the service again. Amen. You can even forward the link over to family members and friends. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you. Remember, God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Once again, remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is defeated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time,
that's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days learned. Tell him how to leave, stop breathing, yeah. Forever, closer than ever.